Assigning a rate tariff. Assigning a rate tariff is a two-step process. First, the freight classification or group is determined. Freight classifications standardize how goods are categorized. Different freight classes incur different charges even if products are in the same shipment. In the U.S., the National Motor Freight Traffic Association, NMFTA, maintains definitions for motor freight classes through its National Motor Freight Classification, NMFC program. Every type of product that can be shipped is categorized into one of 18 classes based on four characteristics: density, how heavy the product is in relation to its size; stowability, how easy the product is to pack into a load; ease of handling, any challenges to handling the product, size, weight, etc.; liability for loss and damage, how likely it is that the product will damage other freight and its perishability and value. Other modes have association and number classes for shipment categories. In general, the higher the classification number, the higher the shipping cost. Remember that classification is not the price or rate charged for movement of a product. Second, the rate or price is based on the classification, weight, shipment origin, and destination. The particular class that a product is assigned to is referred to as its rating, which determines the price charged for freight transportation. Other methods for calculating rates have become more prominent in the past few years due to the number of exceptions and unique requests from shippers. They include cube rate, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a freight rate calculated on cargo volume rather than weight; commodity rate, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a rate to ship a specific commodity across a specific origin-destination pairing. A carrier offers an all-commodity rate for a specific route, no matter what the freight classification is. Exception rate, which is a change or deviation from the class rate. Freight all kinds, FAK rate, which is the rate charged for goods that are pooled and shipped together. Pooling can occur at a cross-dock facility for consolidation or redistribution purposes. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary Supplemental Glossary defines freight of all kinds as a rate that will simplify logistics by consolidating different products to be transported under one negotiated rate, regardless of individual product rates. Additional services that a carrier may provide may be part of a rate calculation or severance charge, including transit services. When a shipment is stopped between the origin and final destination for unloading, storage, and/or processing. Split delivery, when pieces of a shipment are dropped at different locations. Demurrage/detention, when product is held for a period of time before it is dropped at its final destination. Environmental services, when special control of the shipping environment is needed, for example, refrigeration, ventilation, heating.